Hey, this is Samir.
Hey, this is Anthony.
Hey, this is Alec, and this is Beyond the Beats, a podcast about EDM news and culture. Welcome to a special episode with a very special guest. This is episode 60. Let's get it.
What's up, EDM champions? Guys, episode 60. And you know what? For a milestone episode, we gotta have a milestone guest. And we are super pumped up to be joined by Anthony Atia from EDM Train. He is the co-owner. Guys, you already know what EDM Train is all about. It's here to help you find the latest and greatest events that are happening in the EDM scene. So we are absolutely honored to be joined by Anthony. We have been using EDM Train for years, so when he agreed to be on the podcast, I was super, super pumped up. I know Alec was super pumped up, and he's here in his own studio recording on the East Coast. He's a fellow East Coaster like me. Anthony, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. How about yourself? Thank you actually for having me, man. It's definitely an honor to be on your 60th episode.
Yeah, man. No, we're super excited to have you on. And I know, like I said, I'll speak for Alec and I, that we are both massive fans of what EDM Train is all about. And we're looking forward to hearing more about what you guys do and what you guys have planned for the future. But before we jump into that, Anthony, dude, this is a podcast where we got to talk about some music. So, Anthony, tell us about the song that's been on repeat for you. What have you been listening to?
So, this one song, like there's a bunch of them, but the one that I've had on for the last week on repeat is Losing My Mind by Modern Machine and Sugar Wolf. The artist is just phenomenal, just been coming out with fire recently. I'm not sure if it's the times or just that beat, but you know, it's been nonstop.
So, you know what? Let's go ahead and preview this song for our EDM champions. Guys, take a listen. This is Anthony's pick for the on repeat, and the song is called Losing My Mind by Modern Machines and Sugar Wolf. Check it out.
Man, I like this track. I fuck with it pretty darn heavy, my man. This is
That's awesome.
It's got just different, you know, vibes put into there. I love the vocals that come into this. It's just got a great feel to it. It's one of those tracks where it just makes you want to just go outside, enjoy summer, even though we know we can't all do that right now. But how'd you come across this track, man?
We had Modern Machines on our Twitch the other day, and I asked him what song does he want in the background for the Instagram posts and like, you know, Facebook posts and etc. And he told me Losing My Mind, and I'm like, okay, let me give it a listen. And I heard it, and you know, when you're putting up an Instagram story, you have to listen to the song over and over as you're typing everything, and it was just so catchy that I just had to listen to it another 1,000 times.
So, I love that.
So yeah, and he came on, he played it, he killed the entire set. Yeah, man, a lot of talented people out there, for sure.
Absolutely, man. And you guys are pretty much on the forefront of making sure that those talented people get heard, especially in these changing landscape of EDM right now, moving from physical to virtual events. And, you know, we definitely want to hear more about how EDM Train is catering to that new virtual audience. But before we dive into that, Anthony, like, let's hear about you, my man. Like, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
About me, a little bit about me. I'm, like, into business developing. I actually am so passionate about, you know, helping things grow and nurturing things. And my friend actually came up with EDM Train, and he's the founder of it. He just did such a great job putting it together, building it up and everything. And I was like, yo, man, we got to do something with this. Like, we got to even get this even bigger. You've done a great job. Let's move it forward. And I just came in and just wanted to contribute as much as possible to add to his amazing work.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit more about your time with EDM Train so far.
EDM Train, the experience has been great. I've been working with the founder. His name is Mike Udovic, and he's just done a great job altogether. He's very welcoming and listens to all the ideas that come forth. And the guy's a genius. So he puts a lot of thought in everything he does. So it's great to work with someone that could balance you out, so to speak, in business and, you know, as a partner in the company.
So for the people who live under a rock, because I'm not sure how you could be in the EDM scene and not know you guys, but just for those of you who are under a rock, like, can you explain, Anthony, real quick what you guys do?
So basically speaking, EDM Train was launched in like 2013. We started out by listing some of the bigger shows in a single place. I think a lot of people just kept their own like personal concert list at the time. Mm-hmm. But over the past 7 years, the focus has just remained on capturing the most complete list of unique experiences possible. So like getting all the shows, underground, festivals, concerts, everything just listed on one platform. When you have an artist in town and you want to see them, you go on Google and look them up. But at the end of the day, they don't know what else is going on. Maybe another artist is in the area that you like even more, or maybe you don't know what's going on a Saturday night when you want to go out. This is obviously pre-COVID times.
Right.
There's almost no end to how deep the scene really goes and how some like hidden gems can actually be impactful on the bigger, more so than the bigger shows. We all know the great artists, like the A-list artists, we know them, you know, but we don't know like the up and comers until they're big. So we're just trying to get those. We just want to give everyone a voice. So our early adopters know we have come a long way and we've grown with them, you know, with all of them. And now it's all about continuing our growth with the community and continuing adding to the experience.
So, dude, I have to tell you, I wanted to save this until we're on air to tell you this, but I've been using EDM Train since 2016. Actually, I think early 2016. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like I should be getting an affiliate thing here because I've gotten so many people to download it. Like, people probably have thought that I used to work for you guys. And I'm like, no, just genuinely, this fucking app is sick.
Alec. I feel like you're the one who introduced me to EDM Train. I tell everyone
about this thing. Like, as soon as people talk about shows, I'm like, oh, you got to check EDM Train first. Like, you know, a resident advisor doesn't have everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that certain cities aren't as well covered. Like, just, I fucking love that app, man. So I just
thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
Of course,
you know that's how we got around, man. We actually like don't spend money on ads or anything. It's just we provide something to the community, and if you guys like it, you share it. And that's, I think, the best way to get yourself out there is if people like something, they just tell their friends, and that's been our mission. And it's very humbling to hear you guys to hear you say that. Thank you, I appreciate that.
But before we move on, we want to make sure that our EDM champions, our audience, is able to get in touch with you guys. So how do they find EDM Train? How do they find you on social? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So honestly, just at EDM Train on Instagram, the entire team's active on there. Honestly, I sometimes answer DMs at like 3-4 in the morning because so many people like message me from everywhere in the world. So if I'm up and I get that alert or one of my teammates get the alert, we're very quick on responding. We just try to continue with our vision to just show love to everyone in the community, basically.
And then you guys also have your app in the Apple App Store and in the Google Play Store, right?
Yes, sir. It's been getting a lot of good reviews. You know, we're very, very humbled to see like the reviews that we're getting, because most apps don't do as well. You know, they get lower scores or whatever, and we're like either at a 4.9 or a 5 on other platform. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm pretty happy with that. Let's see if we can keep it going.
Yeah, you should be, man.
As you should be. As you really should be, man. So, champions, if you have not downloaded it, what the fuck are you doing? Go and download it right now. Pause this podcast, you know, put it aside for a sec, go download the app, because seriously, I mean, they've got live streams they're putting up on there now too, so it's not just for the pre-COVID world, there's also stuff for everyone now too. So Anthony, absolutely, thank you for doing everything you know that you guys are doing with it. It's really a great thing for the community. But without further ado, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'll do a quick little overview here, but we've got a bunch of new music from people like EDX, Cash, and Zoo, as well as others, a certain Black Book Head. We're going to be talking about him too. In the news and culture section, we've got a quick topic, a little quick update for you about Creamfields. I'm pretty sure everyone can imagine what that update will be. And we've got two deep dive topics where we're just going to dissect and have some awesome, awesome conversation. Anthony has promised me some hardcore awesome opinions. So I'm gonna hold you to that, man. I'm gonna hold you to it. I want to get some debate.
Putting on a spot over here.
All love, man. All love. Closing it off the episode, we've got the What Are We Listening To section, where we rate and review two tracks, albums, or EPs. But this week we've got two tracks. One, The Trance Field, courtesy of Alpha 9, and we're also gonna be looking at Crank Dat. So we've got a little bit of dubstep coming in there. And wrapping it off, Champions. For all of you who have been with us since the start, you know what this section and we know what we're about here. It's the artist we're watching section. Anthony has come up with a pick. I've come up with a pick. And Samir has come up with a pick too. We can't wait to dive into those. Not going to ruin the surprise for you there. But kicking it back off to the top, my man Anthony, what did you think about Kygo teaming up with OneRepublic for their track Lose Somebody?
It was so beautiful, man. Like, I honestly, I just love that track. Everything was just on point with it. And you just want to listen to it over and over and over again. What do you think?
I wouldn't say that I was a massive, massive fan of this song. But you know what? When you see Kygo and you see OneRepublic teaming up for a collaboration, this is exactly the kind of song that you would expect. And I got to say, of Kygo's most recent releases, this is definitely one of my more favorite of his releases as of late, especially in the past 3 years. And Alec, I want to grab your opinion in just a little bit. Right, but for the first thing I want you to do over there is I want you to take out your tape deck. All right, put in this tape that I mailed out to you, and I want you to play this song for our EDM champions.
There you go. All right. I really wish I could reach out to the void and see what people think about this, because I feel like I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here, but I'm not that about the song, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I was like, it's very generic kind of sounding, and I'm a big OneRepublic fan, actually. I don't know if you knew that, Samir, but I do really enjoy OneRepublic, and I was just like, guys, what are you doing here? Like, I'm not sure what this really is. It's catering to EDM. It's trying to cater to their fan base. It just feels like they took the middle path between their two sounds, was like, okay, let's just stick to this very, you know, thin line in the middle and not really take any risks here. But this just felt like it was a non-risky song, if that makes any sense.
Yo, man, it doesn't have to be risky to be good, man. Yeah. Like, if it sounds good, it sounds good. You know what I mean? I disagree with that. I'm sorry.
All good. No, Alec, is too late to apologize to OneRepublic or
Kyle. Oh, dude.
Oh my God. Yo, you went 90s against you.
I went there.
But anyways, guys, you know what? Everybody, go ahead, lace up those dancing shoes real quick. Make sure they're nice and tight, because this next one I want to play for you is this brand new song from Chris Lake. It's called I Remember. DJ, hit that deck.
Dude, this is a certified banger. I love this track. I remember hearing him play it out a couple times before when I've seen him in the past. This has just got that, you know, the ones and twos hitting the ground floor hard there. You're just going to be shuffling all night long to songs like this. Anthony, I'm interested to get your take on this Tech House track.
You know, honestly, man, Chris Lake, got a chance to see him live in EDC Orlando and get a chance to speak with him. The guy,
oh wow,
the guy just keeps getting better and better. Like with every track, in my opinion. Yeah, this song definitely doesn't disappoint at all. It's just amazing. I loved it.
I'm pumped up on that positivity, because I'm right there with you guys. This is like a little bit more of a minimalistic tech house track from Chris Lake. But man, when this thing hits, it really hits.
Yeah,
and
it
makes you want to constantly move. Like, I'm a really big fan of this track. All right, you know what? We got all high praise and high accolades for Chris Lake's brand new song, I Remember. Now let's talk about this next song over here. It was a collaboration that I don't think a lot of people were expecting. But you know what, Alec? I want you to go ahead and take out your Walkman and put this disc in for us, all right? Let's go ahead and play this next song right now. Want you to know I'm looking for someone to love, waiting for somebody to love me. Looking for someone to love, waiting to be my number one. I'm looking for someone to love, waiting for somebody to love me. Looking for some, waiting for you. Looking for some, waiting for some.
You know, man, I don't know what people who are these Zoo, you know, heavy fans here, but I tell you, I think they're going to be all about this track called Only with Tinashe. It's just, it's one of those things that's got that deep, dark kind of underground vibe to it. It's the type of music you want to put on when you're 3 a.m. in a warehouse somewhere, if you know what I mean.
I agree with you 100%. Grimy. I was just going to say that. I was actually just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. It just so, yeah, it's like at the end of the night when you're chilling and you just, that just comes on, it just gives you like a second wind kind of, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes. Oh, man. I got to say, dude, I will never get tired of Tinashe's voice. I think she sounds absolutely mesmerizing. And her coupling up with Zoo on this track, dude, this is absolutely amazing. Every single time Zoo does a collaboration, it is a true knockout. And this track, Zoo and Tinashe teaming up for the song Only, is it's just like, it's no different than every other collaboration he's done. I really love this song a lot. And guys, you're absolutely right. This is the kind of shit that you need to hear at 3 or 4 in the morning. When you're like, oh, I'm getting tired.
Well, this depends on where you are. It just depends on where you are, man. Some bars close at 2, so you know, maybe at 1 in the morning. But in New York,
this is the after party, man. This is the after party.
Yeah, exactly. We're all at Alex's place right now. He's up on the decks. Right? And we got people who are getting a little sleepy.
I hope not. I want to get a bed. What the fuck? Get out of here, guys.
No bed for you. All right, guys. Next song. Here we go. We are big fans of this artist. And before we tell everybody who it is, all right, I want you to go out to your nearest Best Buy, just steal a boombox and put this song on, all right? Let's take a listen.
Steal.
All right, everyone, that was EDX and Jess Ball teaming up for I Found You, parentheses Neptune. Interesting there. I think it's part of the theme that he's been going on with these most recent releases. From my end, I enjoyed this one. I liked the vocals, kind of. It grew on me. At the beginning, it was a little bit like, I'm not the biggest fan of this song, but I enjoyed the drop, and I've certainly heard him play this out the last time I saw him when he came through to San Francisco. Anthony, my man, what'd you think?
First, I gotta say, I'm a huge EDX fan. He's such a great artist and a great person at that, and I love the song, man. You're right, it kind of like was slow on me a little bit. Like, there was other more interesting songs, but then it really does grow on you, because it just, you know, you hear that drop, you kind of have to wait for it, but then it comes and you're like, okay, like, this is fire. Definitely a hit, for sure.
You know, it took me also a couple of listens to really get into this track as well. You know, Alec, it's a little bit more chill and laid back from EDX. And I know he's all about, like, those laid back kind of summer house vibes. But this one, like, was a little bit darker, a little bit more minimalistic, and a bit more laid back, where it almost kind of reminded me of Casey Lights a little bit. You know what I mean? But not like Casey Lights, like 6 a.m. remixes. Like, those are a completely different aura as compared to this one over here, right? But I don't know, there's something more about the tempo and the speed of the track which kind of reminded me of Casey Lights.
Interesting. I'll have to go away and think on that, because initially I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about here, man.
I want a five-page paper on my desk Monday morning.
No, you've got to prove your thesis.
Bro, you don't
to me.
Have a
I'm
desk,
not gonna
man.
Prove your thesis for you.
Do you even have a desk? Work from home, man. There's no work anymore.
Exactly. I got a little home office right here at my spot here in New Jersey. But all right, guys, one last song, and I'm really excited to be talking about this one, right? Because Cash, these guys are New Jersey heroes, okay? So I'm really excited to be talking about this next one, all right? It's Cash featuring Laura White, and they just did this song, Gasoline, all right? Let's go ahead and get out that Laserdisc player and go ahead and pop this song in for the EDM champions.
Yeah, man, that song, Cash by Cash and Laura White, that was just fire. The vocals and just the beat just go together so well. I love the song.
Dude, I'm pumped up on that because, you know, I was not expecting to really enjoy this song as much as I did, but I really, really like this track a lot. And it almost kind of reminded me a little bit of like Alesso doing that song In the Middle.
Yes. Yes. So that came out in October, right? I believe.
Yeah. You got it, man. I'm a huge fan of that Alesso song. I'm just a big fan of Alesso in general. So I really liked Cash Cash's take on that sort of house style. Alec, I'm looking at you now. Let's hear what you got to say about this one.
Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't my favorite. I'm not the biggest Cash Cash fan. I did appreciate where they went with this one, though. I was expecting kind of more of their typical sound, and I feel like they have decided to take a little bit of a branch away from that for now, at least, and delve into some more of that Alesso In the Middle song, as you were just saying.
So now you're a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Well, I don't know if I'm a fan of them entirely yet, right? Like, this is not something that's going to make me go and see them live, but I enjoyed the song. It's certainly something that I play. It reminds me of something that would fit very nicely with, well, actually with the EDX song we just talked about, or a Lost Frequencies set as well. Like, this is just stuff that will go along with that, and I don't know how to describe that house beat that's now a thing.
It's an odd. How do you
describe
pluck.
That?
There's like a pluck in there.
It's like a certain sound. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page here. It's just
there's
I don't
so
know
many
how
nowadays,
to
man.
It.
There's so many different genres and subgenres. No
exactly.
one knows anymore.
Exactly.
But this song is the type of song you listen to like when you've been in the club for like for an hour, and it just like it like gets you into that next gear in the mood to just continue dancing and drinking.
Yeah, it kicks up the party.
There
it
you go.
It kicks up the party, man.
Yes, indeed, boys. Thank you for all your thoughts. And champions, you already know. We want to know what you think as well. So you can find us on Instagram. That's at btb.pod. Or you can go onto Twitter, get your Twitter fingers out, tweet at Samir saying, I don't agree with you, saying Alec has got the best opinions on this show. That'd be very much appreciated. You could do that at podbtb. But most importantly, if you want to go back, you want to save some of the songs that we've talked about, you also want to get the links to all EDM train related stuff, you can visit our website. That's www.beyondthebeats.co. Once again, www.beyondthebeats.co. And you will find everything your heart shall desire EDM wise. So Anthony, man, we've talked earlier on in the show before the new music about just some of the ways that you can get in touch with EDM train through social, but what are some of the other things that people should know when they want to connect with you guys, as well as just what in general that you're doing now during COVID-19?
As you know, EDM train is all about the community, right? So since the world stopped in March, we quickly like adapted and you know added the live stream tab and aspect to our platform. Just so everyone knew what artists were playing, what was happening. Generally, everything's specified by city, state, etc. But like you know, with live streams, there's actually no limit to the reach. So artists, you know, which have been doing a great job, not just the A-list artists, but the artists on the rise, they've all done such an incredibly insane job during this time to keep us, you know, sane. the least we could have done is for the community is to adjust our platform so that their shows are listed, so people actually see them and know who these people are that are keeping us like alive. But it's all about the user experience. So we wanted people to continue connecting with us on more than just a platform, but for the community to even have a louder voice. So we don't actually add all the events ourselves. Artists, promoters, venues, and fans actually add the shows and streams to our platform, and we just approve them quickly. So it isn't just our platform. We want everyone to know that they're also EDM train. You know what I mean? Like everyone that uses it, everyone that checks out, like they're part of our family. We want to be that friend that's the plug, right? We all have that friend that that just knows everything that's going on, or everyone in general. We want to be that for the EDM community, like, you know, for all the EDM shows, festivals, artists, and even underground events, which I think is so important, you know, once this is all over.
Absolutely, man. And you guys do, you know, like we said, such a great job of making sure that the EDM community stays informed. And that's why we're just really pumped up to have you on right now. So thank you for that. Thank you for telling us a little bit more about EDM Train. And you guys are in this unique position where you guys have really been an integral part of the EDM community. And you have the insight into our community that a lot of people, like the everyday EDM consumer, probably wouldn't know about. And that's why we created this special section for our special guests. When they come onto the show, we have the Inside the Industry section. This is your time, Anthony, to just go ahead and talk about a topic here in the EDM scene, or talk about a happening that the average EDM consumer probably wouldn't know about. So, Anthony, I'm going to turn this one over to you. Let's hear it.
We all know that the EDM community is like probably the most unique, welcoming, and strongest community that's out there. You're there for the music and you leave with an extended kind of family and friends. That's what we're all about at EDM Train. But one of the things that I think people really don't know is, you know, when all these shows were getting canceled, right? We were all upset. You know, I know for sure I was upset. You know, I had a whole summer plan, a whole fall, like the whole 2020, maybe even parts of 2021 were prepared. Or, you know, with flights, scheduling hotels, where I'm going to be, et cetera. And as devastated as I was, my heart goes out to the people that are actually putting on the shows. Forget the money for a second, right? These people that are putting these shows together, these artists, like these event planners that literally put the entire show together and don't see the, like, you know, they don't actually get to see their art until it's going on, because that's when they get to decompress, you know? Is once it's over, this whole stress for months or years, you know, is over when, like, you know, a show like Ultra goes on or EDC or et cetera. And they put so much effort, like their blood, sweat, and tears. And for the events to not happen, I think it's just such a shame, because they do put in a lot of work into everything they do, from the stages to like the promoters to, like, you know, just the creative minds that go behind it. Because everything is planned, you know, that one fire thing, you know, or the fireworks or the lasers, everything is timed and planned. You know, they have to coordinate with the artists, like, you know, with so many different teams. It just hundreds of thousands of hours, that people put into it. And for it not to happen, I just think that kind of sucks. And everyone knows how much time goes into it, but I don't think they understand how much detail and preparation that goes into it.
Your focus on community, I think, is just very much appreciated by everyone that is an EDM Train user and just people who are on the industry side of things too. I mean, you guys have become a recognized name, you know, in spotlighting underground artists, big artists, but just essentially just giving people access to music and to art they normally wouldn't be able to have in such an easy, you know, modern day form way. So your focus on community certainly comes through with everything that you're doing with that. And one thing that you touched upon that I really want to talk about too for a quick minute as well is how artists are putting in so much time to prepare for these large shows that have just been cancelled and things, right? Like, there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. And again, as a EDM consumer, you don't always see that, right? You don't see the work that goes in behind. You just see the final end product. And with art and with anything, whether it's music or painting or whatever have you, whatever type of art, you know, display that you're putting on in any form of the word, you are attaching yourself emotionally to that project. And I think a lot of people are not as aware of how much these artists are putting their heart and soul into prepping for something like Ultra or for, you know, different various festivals across the globe that have had to be cancelled or postponed. And it's just, I can see where you're coming from, man. I think you raised that great point about the decompression aspect. You probably, if you put your heart and soul into something that just doesn't actually come to fruition, I feel like it's going to be pretty hard to decompress.
It's devastating. Yeah, it's so devastating. You know, we always need that release, you know, like when there's a deadline or something, like you just want it to be over, but you put your whole heart and soul in it, especially if you're passionate about it, right? Like, if people are doing like work because they're doing for work, right? At the end of the day, it doesn't really affect them as much. It still sucks, but for the artists, for the people, like any form of artists, like it doesn't have to be the DJs, right? Or the performers or any like that. But the people that are actually doing everything, and if they're passionate about it because they just see something and they just want it a certain way and they want it to look amazing, right? If it doesn't happen. And with regards to the artists that are performing, there's no two sets that are the same. Like, I have such something planned for EDC, for Ultra, for Tomorrowland, for Beyond, for Okeechobee, whatever festival it is. They're like, you know, I'm going to do this crazy. I'm going to top myself every time, right? And for them to kind of like put it all and start like setting up for each and every one of them, even before the season even starts, right? And not to have anything heard, and, you know, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, it is, man. And you've got all the people, not just the artists, but the people who are working along with the artists, right? The lighting people, you got everyone that's just on their team that's really put probably a hell of a lot of time into making sure that this can happen and that this experience is going to be the best thing. And just to plan something out to just only have it, you know, kind of not to any of your fault or to anyone's individual fault, but just have it shot down and just, you know, before it even gets to come to fruition. It's just, it must be devastating, man. So thank you for bringing up that topic. I think it's important to remember, as EDM consumers, that artists are human people too, right? And they've got feelings.
Yeah, for sure.
They put a lot of time into it. So I do feel like sometimes we treat them as, you know, just as we do with all celebrities, right? It's like you just don't personally know them, so you don't really care as much about it, about them, right? So just having a little bit more of that human empathy going on, I think, is going to be really good for the scene as we go through this crisis. But speaking of crisis, I think we should just get this out of the way, you know, quickly done and dusted. Just a quick update here for the start of the news and culture section. We've got Creamfield, they're cancelled, right? I mean, I think people kind of predicted that. Now, what we should dig into real quick is the various different options that you have. If you do have a ticket, you can either retain a full price ticket, right, which is going to remain valid for next year's in 2021. I thought this was kind of cute. They're like, you'll get up to £60 in vouchers for drinks, food, and merchandise. I thought that was really cute. I think, first of all, £60 is nowhere near fucking enough. That's like two t-shirts at one of these things, okay? Like, God, do a bit better than that.
I remember when I was at Creamfields, I was paying like, I don't know, £8 or £9 of beer. You know what I mean? It's not cheap. I know.
That's what, like,
bro. It's like $15 for a Heineken. Okay, you don't even get a buzz from a Heineken, bro.
I know.
Yeah. So I mean, but look, again, it's a tough position. So at least they're doing that. But what I do, you know, what I do see is that you can also, you know, retain a deposit ticket, so you can get a 6-month deposit payment holiday. You don't have to pay for 6 months, which is good. You also get a £60 voucher for that as well. And then the second option is just going to be the fact that you can request a full refund. So I am glad that they are letting people request full refunds, because, you know, it's so difficult to predict into the future and just say, okay, this time, this year, I planned everything to be available for now, but, you know, pushing it off another year, I don't know if I want to go to this, or maybe there's something else I want to go to. It's hard to just say for 2 years in advance you're going to commit yourself to something like this.
Yeah, and one thing that I love about what Creamfields did here, which I have never seen any other festival do, is that they've already committed some of the acts from the 2020 lineup onto the 2021 lineup. And these acts are no small acts, right? Like, we're talking about, you know, these are people that were on the Creamfields 2020 lineup who are now going to definitely be at the Creamfields 2021 event. And you got Adam Bayer, you got Ben Nicky, Boris Brejcha, Carl Cox, Deadmau5, Eric Prydz is doing the Holosphere still.
I love Eric Prydz, man. That's my dude.
There you go. Anthony,
that's my dude, gonna... man. You guys, sorry, I got to touch on this. You guys catch the Holo show in New York, or you probably didn't see it? You guys missed it, bro.
Dude, I saw it at Creamfields 2018. That's pretty much the only reason why I flew out there.
It's not the same. That Holo show is something else, man.
Yeah.
It was three nights of just nonstop holograms. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, Eric Prydz is my favorite DJ by far. I've seen him 15 times.
The guy talks about him every single episode.
Like, pretty much every episode. So, anyways, just to talk about some more acts that'll still be there. Hot Since 82, Laid Back Luke, Martin Garrix, Peggy Goo, Tiesto, Timmy Trumpet, all of them have already committed to moving from the Creamfields 2020 lineup to the Creamfields 2021 lineup. And I've not seen any other event or festival promoter do this, which is actually a really great move to kind of guarantee some more tickets and people keeping their tickets for next year. I think this is a really, really great move, and I wish more events were doing this. Anthony, what do you think about this move?
So a couple of things on this. I think it's absolutely great that they're allowing refunds. You know, there's been a lot of controversy recently about that. I guess we'll touch on that in a second. But with regards to getting the artist, man, that's great. You know, not a lot of people have done that, and this lineup is sick. You know, obviously we talked about Eric Prydz, but they're just showing that, look, we're going to be here next year. You know, whether you keep your ticket or not, we're going to sell out. So, and they're going to, based on how they're conducting themselves. This should be the standard of the industry, in my opinion. I'm not saying that other venues are not doing, you know, the best they can. I'm just saying, like, you know, I think they just went above and beyond to make sure people like know that, hey, look, we give a shit about you. So
exactly. It's one of those things where it does make you want to keep your ticket if you're on the border of just considering whether to try and go for a full refund, or just like, oh, maybe I'll just go next year. This is something I think would easily push some of those people over to being like, right, definitely keeping my ticket. In fairness to other festivals and things, I think Creamfields is a little bit easier of a pitch to these artists for that, namely that they are, you know, if not the largest, but, you know, one of certainly the largest EDM specific festivals in the UK and for that market, and honestly for the European market too. Anthony, you did mention earlier about controversies around refunding. So I wanted to get your opinion, man. What do you think about some of the moves that other people have been making? Cough, cough, Ultra.
So there's two sides to everything, right? You know, obviously, I think anyone that wants a refund should get a refund. That's just my opinion. I also like the package. Like the package that they put together is actually pretty good. Like, you know, it's actually pretty impressive, especially for Ultra. It just sucks that they're not really giving that option for a refund. Maybe they'll change that. You know,
I don't think they will.
You never know, man. At the end of the day, they can, but it just sucks. It just sucks because no one knows what the hell they're gonna be doing next year. You know, but I guess they're also counting on, you know, people can still sell their tickets on StubHub. They can sell it. It's, you know, there's a whole resale market for it. Plus, they're gonna sell out regardless because they have everyone from this year and then everyone that probably was gonna go, like, you know, next year is still probably gonna go.
I don't know. The one thing I don't like is if that is the case and that's the thinking that there is the resale market. I don't like the fact that they're basing their business around like, oh, it's okay, like, you know, people can just resell it, right? Like that's kind of what they're falling back on as a policy. And I don't think that's explicitly done, but you might be right. That might be kind of their thinking. And yes, I understand that that's certainly valid and, you know, logical, but at the same time, it doesn't really treat the community, I think, in the best way. It's like, oh, you're kind of stuck with us now, you know, not our fault, not your fault, but we're certainly not going to make it any easier for you to get out of this commitment. You know, that's my one concern with what Ultra has done. But I see what you're saying too. Like they do.
One more thing I want, like, what if, like, look, I actually don't know anything about their financial books. So maybe like if they did provide a refund, maybe they wouldn't be a 2021 Ultra. I don't know. Like there's that kind of thinking, but no, I agree with you. They should give the community more of an option, if only, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it is tough. Like you have to be. It's such a weird, unique scenario that we're in. You know, I don't think there's necessarily always an easy or right way to go. I think there's certain principles you can abide by, and I think certain festivals have done a better job at that. Have you been watching any of the virtual EDC stream, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what do you think about that? As them just going ahead and doing that, right? I think that's pretty impressive.
Insomniac has actually been great with all of that. You know, they started doing the live streams immediately when we started getting locked down, and then for them to put this on and even have like an upcoming like artists aren't really known even perform just so they could get them on the stream at a later date and have them voting and a lot of interaction going on there, and it's all a testament of their work and their commitment to the community, and that's kind of awesome.
All right, guys. So we just discussed what Creamfields is up to. You know, they're making some pretty positive moves there. But now let's talk about how Spotify is keeping people together with their brand new Listening Together feature that was just released earlier this May. This is really dope. And I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten a chance to kind of play around with it a little bit. But in this new Listening Together feature from Spotify, you go onto this website, and we'll have a link to this in our show notes. But you'll go onto the website and you click a button where it'll pretty much play the same song for you at the same time that it's playing for somebody else somewhere else in the world. I think this is a really neat feature. Like, it's a very well done web application. Alec, what did you think of this?
Yeah, I love what they're doing here. I think Spotify really started to realize that if they want to take this to the next level, they've got to incorporate more social features. That's what their vision is here, is that they're really trying to make Spotify not just a music streaming platform, but a social platform as well. I don't want to go as far to say social media platform, even though technically you could argue it falls under that definition now, but it's not necessarily going to be social media in the way that something like Facebook or Instagram is, but they're very smart in realizing that music actually, while a lot of people do listen to it alone, it's both from a business perspective as well as from just a community engagement perspective is much better when you allow people to listen to music and enjoy it together. So I think, you know, even if this is like something that's nothing crazy or revolutionary, right? But it's nice. It's just a nice little feature, nice little ad just showing that, you know what, there's people like you out there with similar tastes all across the world. Anthony, what do you think about this type of thing, man?
I think it's great, man. Anything to add? So everyone right now feels like they're like almost like trapped in a house alone, whatever. Some people are starting to get out, but you know, everyone just feels a little bit more isolated. I think having that connection, even though like you're not touching anyone or like next to someone, like at a show or something, this listening to a song and knowing that like more than 30,000 people could be listening at the same time or are listening at the same time is quite amazing. And during these times, it's either you continue staying relevant or you get stronger as a brand. And I think they're kind of running away with it and saying, look, we're not just relevant. We are it.
I think with Spotify, one of the things that they've got to be doing is making sure that they're staying relevant in many different markets across the world, right? So it's not just the North American market where they're very, very strong in, but they've got to remain strong in Europe and then also over in Asia too as well. So I think bringing the globe together, you know, in bringing these markets together, letting people know, hey, there's someone over in China listening to this right now, or over in Japan, wherever it may have you, listening to the same song as you, just makes you feel like you're bringing these markets together. And I think just shows that there is, you know, Spotify can branch beyond just the Western economy. And you've got people like Huawei Music coming in now. We talked about this on the previous podcast episode, where on their devices, they're now launching something that's very similar to Apple Music and kind of is a competitor for them. Another reason why they want to bring people over in the European market to their phones and to their now their streaming services as well. So that's why I think it's smart that Spotify has realized that there is a trend going on where you need to make sure that you're solidified your market share across different types of markets. And I think something where you bring people together across the globe is going to help them combat some of the other people coming in, such as Huawei.
Spotify really seems to be just always on the cutting edge of making sure that they're keeping their products and their brand just so innovative and fresh too. And one thing that I really loved about what they did here in terms of this new campaign, this new Listening Together campaign, is they teamed up with some pretty big name artists to help curate these playlists and you know, playlists of music and podcasts. And you know, they got people like Selena Gomez, Lil Yachty is up there. They got Dolly Parton. I tell you, I'm really, really impressed with everything that Spotify does. Every single move that they make, I feel like, is always such a good one.
Well, and they have to, right? Like, this is the only thing they're actually doing is like, you know, in development. You know, they're not like an Apple Music where they have like phones to fall back on, or computers, or tech in general. Spotify is always been about the music and always about their playlists, sharing playlists, you know, creating music, etc. It's always been about that. So I think the fact that they're continuing to grow, like, and bringing like the world together, like you said, you can't do anything better than what they're doing right now. And yeah, hopefully they keep being innovative and they don't stop.
I think they have to, right? Like, I mean, you touched upon that when you said that this is something they need to do. I agree. I think this is 100% something that they have to do, because they see, just with the Apple ecosystem now involving not just the devices at the device level, but now you've got all these different services that they're attacking on too, right? Like, and they're not only just having that all under the Apple brand, but they're making it all talk to each other, make it all, you know, connected under one ecosystem. I think Spotify sees that threat, right? Like, they have to do something, because otherwise people, if they have an iPhone, they might just be like, fuck it. If Spotify is not changing, they're not innovating, there's nothing that's drawing me to their platform individually, I might as well just use Apple Music.
Well, right? Will we see a Spotify streaming stick or small Spotify physical player? Let me ask you guys that, right? Like, let's just say, for instance, right, like, you got like an elementary school kid or like a middle school kid or something, right? He's not old enough yet for a phone, but he still wants to listen to music while he's riding the school bus.
What, are we going back to MP3 players now, man?
That's like, what I'm saying, dude.
No,
that's what,
man,
I'm saying,
that's,
right?
No, first of all.
But like a small device that has access to, you know, to a cellular data network, which basically hosts Spotify as like its sole app.
So a new iPod, essentially.
A new iPod, but
yeah,
with like new, every...
You're talking about an iPod or the fact that you could have this on a watch. If you know, a kid has a watch that's like a Samsung watch or an Apple watch, they could do the same thing, essentially. I don't think they'll come out with something like that, to be quite
clear
with you.
I would agree with that. I'm not entirely sure if that would really make sense for them. You know, the whole point of Spotify is that it's a remotely deployed web application. So you have, I think, if anything, they're probably going to build out more of their desktop and OTT, meaning TV, PlayStation, all those type of things. I think, if anything, they're going to develop that aspect out more than probably moving towards
100%.
The device. But I could see what you're saying, man. It makes sense. It does make sense for them. And maybe that's something they'll do. You know, I don't know. It's kind of like how you see some companies just for shits and giggles will release something because it's like they can.
Do you guys remember the Amazon phone?
Yeah, oh, the Fire phone. That's right.
Well, they tried. They're going to get that.
Exactly. They tried.
They're going to do
failed,
it.
It failed. No, get the hell. They're not doing that shit.
Oh, yes, they are.
No,
they
no,
are
first of all,
get that.
First of all, Amazon owns the world basically right now because no one can go anywhere, right? So everyone's buying stuff on Amazon. But look, man, that phone failed so miserably and so quickly that it hit the world harder than the meteor that took out the dinosaurs.
they're going to get it.
I think they will. It's just the Fire OS, they just got to keep tweaking it and working on it a little bit.
If they're going to have like a phone that goes against Apple and Samsung, I just think, like, you know, Windows failed, everyone failed. Like, I don't think there's really a market to kind of steal away from Android or from Apple. But same thing with Spotify, man. They're an application, a great application, and they don't stay in their field to say, like, because they're continuing the innovation through, like, I guess the digital world. I don't think they're gonna have a physical device. I don't think they'll have hardware.
All right. Well, if a physical device comes out, I'm gonna put one in each of your stockings for Christmas. All right, you guys just hold on.
I said that it wouldn't be like the way that you were saying. That's not saying that they won't come out with some type of hardware. No. I think they could come out with some hardware. I think what they might start doing is it's gonna be some type of, again, it's not to replace a device, but it is going to be like an attachment. And Samir, you and I have talked, you know, very much in detail over how we think that AR is going to be the future. And so you bet your ass that they're going to be looking at different ways to have augmented reality devices that go alongside whatever phones it would be, as well as the application itself. Like this whole social things, it just makes sense. Like they're gonna move that way. So if anything, that's the piece of hardware I think they would come out with.
That's interesting.
The job that Spotify and also Apple Music and all these companies have done, right, basically kept the music industry alive again. Like, or because are you downloading free music like illegally?
No,
but like movies you are, right? Like, you know, or like it's like you're more likely to do it with a movie. You know, because you don't want all these streaming services, because you can't really find all the movies and shows on the same platform. So you end up having to subscribe to like 20 different things, you know, Netflix, Hulu, all that garbage, right? It just adds up and it's just annoying, right? So I think Spotify and Apple and all of them are doing such a great job with the music industry, because they're actually keeping it afloat, just like iTunes did in the early 2000s.
Yeah, no, they definitely pumped some new life and some new blood back into the music industry. You know, that one-stop shop, that one-stop source for a nice, you know, very fair flat fee. You know, I never question my Spotify subscription. I think it's probably one of my best subscriptions that I have. So, yeah dude.
If anything, it should be more than what it is, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Don't give them ideas. But guys, good talk over here about Spotify. You know, we got to keep a close eye on what those guys are up to, because it seems like every couple of weeks they're always coming out with something new and exciting. And you know what? Speaking of new and exciting, all right? Alec, just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how our friends over there in Germany at the World Club Dome, they gathered thousands of people and their cars gathered inside a stadium, and they had a good time at their drive-in rave. You know, they replaced hand fan clacking with beeping their horns, and now that experience is coming to North America. All right, check this out. All right, to all our Floridians, Carnage is going to be headlining a drive-in rave in Florida. It's the first one in North America that was put on in response to the COVID-19 crisis. You know, Alec, I think you said this. It was only a matter of time until it came to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I guess I got to give you your $20. You are absolutely right. We are here a couple of weeks later. The event is being put on in conjunction with Disco, Donnie, and Rare. And we got Carnage on the lineup. We got Riot 10, Blunts and Blondes, Nitty Gritty, Gravedigger. And I'm pretty sure that this event is now sold out, which is set to take place on June 9th at
just
the Central
sold out,
Florida.
Yeah,
at the Central Florida Fairgrounds.
They also have one in Phoenix, by the way, going on Saturday,
and Houston.
May 30th.
Well, we have a third one in Houston as well. I think they were all planned under Disco Donnie. Maybe not all the same artists, but yeah, in Houston as well, we got that. Disco Donnie has been working.
So, Anthony, I know you've spoken to the group that is putting on this event out there in Florida. And could you give us a little bit more insight about maybe what went into standing up this first drive-in rave of North America?
First, they're doing such an amazing job, you know, just trying to stay with the regulations and making sure that, you know, everything, all their bases are covered. But yeah, I spoke to the person like kind of planning it with the Carnage team, and he basically told me, like, you know, we're excited to do this. We just want to do something to get this going. And I think they have he told me that there's a 600 car limit, which is still crazy, honestly.
Wow. Yeah.
But the fact that they're now sold out, a couple of days after announcing is phenomenal. And I think this is going to become like a kind of a standard, which, you know, for the next upcoming months to keep the raves going. It just adds to the point that this is the strongest community, man. Like, you don't see this. Like, you don't see the NBA yep. doing this. You know, you don't see, right. you don't see like MLB or anything else like trying to make it happen. You know, the EDM community had just come together and we said, you know what? I don't care what's going on in the world. We're going to make it happen one way or another. They started with the virtual streams. Then as things are loosening up, you know, let's do like a drive-in raves. This is going to be something to remember. And honestly, like I'm actually looking forward to going and to experiencing it for myself. You know, maybe to all three, we'll see.
Oh, are you going to be going to the Florida one?
Yeah, that's the plan, man. I can't stay in Jersey any longer or New York or anything in that. I'm losing my mind.
You're going to be heading down to Florida for, I guess, a temporary relocation then.
Maybe. We'll see. Like, absolutely. You know, nothing's solidified yet, but yeah. I'd rather be there than here.
Absolutely. Please send us some videos or pictures when you get to go there. Alec, what did you think of what Disco Donnie is doing up there in Florida?
Wait, hold down on. There in Florida. I'm going to charge you money for that, by the way.
Hey, now.
Oh, boy. I tell you, I think it's an awesome thing that they're doing. You know, and as I said before, not to toot my own horn, but to toot my own horn here a little bit, I did call it. And I think they were going to come over here.
I wish the EDM champions could see Alec. I wish the EDM champions could see Alec right now. He's got his chest puffed out. He's got the biggest smile on his face. He's feeling good.
Well, I mean, it makes sense for it, right? I mean, you can only keep the community down for so long. They're going to come up with innovative and creative ways to do it. So I'm all about the fact that they do it. Personally, I'm not sure if I would do one. I mean, I know Florida's quite hot and you have to have your car off, so if you have an older car, watch out, because you know, let's just hope there's a breeze.
Cars off? I did not actually know that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you have to turn your car off for safety reasons. I mean, I know some cars, if they're more modern model, you can actually, you know, have it off. It's almost like a sleep mode, but then you can have the radio on or the AC. But if you have an older car, let's hope there's a bit of a breeze. And you can't sit on top of it either, so no car surfing there. You can go outside of it, right, but you can't be dancing around your car. You have to have your mask on at all times. So I'm glad that they're taking it seriously, you know, the precaution seriously.
Floridians, please, because Anthony doesn't want to send us videos without charging us, but please go ahead and send us your videos and pictures. If you guys get a chance to go check out that drive-in rave, we definitely want to hear about your experiences, so definitely let us know. Speaking of getting in touch with us, all right, we are on Instagram at btb.pod. We're also on Twitter. It's at podbtb. We also got our website where you can find the show notes for this episode, as well as links to EDM Train. Our website is www.beyondthebeats.co. Feel free to write into us. We're at connect@beyondthebeats.co. That's our email. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. Anthony, could you tell our EDM champions how to get in touch with you guys?
Instagram, man, at EDM Train. Just hit us up. Our email's there. You could just DM us. We're on Twitter, EDM Train app, and on Facebook, EDM Train. Everything's EDM Train, man. Just hit us up. Nice, we'll definitely respond to you. Yeah, we're going to respond to you. Like, we're pretty cool about that, and we'll talk to anyone. So whether you're just a fan or a producer or an artist, like, you hit us up, we're going to respond to you.
Love that, man. All right, guys, here we go. We're in the final two sections of the show. We got to talk about this. It's the what are we listening to section of the show. Alec, can you tell us the songs that we're going over today?
Of course, my man. We've got Alpha 9. That's Artie's trance focus alias there with a new track called All That I Can. And then Crank Dat, team up with Void for a song called Poppin'. He also did a VIP remix of that. We'll get into those tracks soon. But before we do, Samir, would you mind going over for our very special guest, Anthony, what our listening and rating scale is, as well as for all the new EDM champions that have joined us this week?
Here on Beyond the Beats, we have our very own unique rating scale, and it ranges from levels 1 through 5. Level 1 is what we call one listen. It's where you listen to a track and you're probably never ever gonna listen again, but you're encouraging other people to give it a listen. Level 2 is what we call background noise. It's when a song comes on, it's playing in the background, you're not gonna really do anything with it, you might be doing other things, you're not too bothered by it, but it's there to keep you company. Level 3 is what we call turn it up. It's when a song comes on, you grab the volume knob and you turn it up. Level 4 is what we call just bought tickets. It's when you listen to a piece of music, you listen to an artist, and you immediately look up the next time that they're coming to your town and you gotta buy those tickets. And level 5 is speechless. It's just you and the music. The song transports you into another world and literally leaves you speechless. So to recap, level 1 is one listen, level 2 is background noise, level 3 is turn it up, level 4 is just bought tickets, and level 5 is speechless. Let's get back to it.
Dude, thank you for giving the overview of that. Guys, what are we feeling, you know, starting off first here? Shall we go with Alpha 9, all that I can? Shall we delve into
Let's
that
do it.
Let's all go right. with that, yeah.
Hell yes. So Anthony, I know that you are particularly excited to talk about this one. So we've got Alpha 9, All That I Can.
I actually love that track so much. It just has such a beautiful melody, and I liked it so much. I actually, out of all the songs that came out this week, I actually listened to this one like maybe 15 or 20 times.
Oh, nice. Wow. Wow. Nice.
In a matter of like 20 hours. So yeah, it's a great track for sure.
You know, man, I'm very pumped up on the fact that you listened to this 15 or 20 times. I think that's awesome that, you know, this song got you going that much. And for me, I enjoyed it. I just don't think I enjoyed it quite as much as you did. It's not a track I'd listen to 15, 20 times, perhaps a couple different times. I'm about it, but potentially the reason why I might not be as, all about it as you are on this one is just because I have an expectation issue here. Like, I have very high expectations for any Alpha 9 song, and I think I was just a little bit disappointed as it fell short a little bit of his previous releases, which I certainly were more about. Samir, are you with me here? How are you feeling on this one?
Yeah, you know, I gotta give it up to Artie on this production level. I think the drums are just so clean on this track, dude. It's insane. Like, every kick and every snare and every clap, like, it just sounds absolutely amazing. So big ups to Artie on that one. This Alpha 9 project is something that really, really has always interested me. And I like his progressive trance sound. I just did not like this song that much. I think the lyrics were just kind of, they were kind of weird for me. You know what I mean?
So Anthony, you should know some context. Samir is not always the biggest fan of the lyrics. So there's some context.
Like, I'm all about the sound. That's primarily, like, you know,
yeah.
If there's an amazing sound, right, and the lyrics are just there, right, whatever.
Yeah, so for me, like, the content of the lyrics, just the way that the lyrics fit in with the track, just was not really for me. The song, in a way, just the way that it's structured, kind of reminded me of Eric Prince's song Generate. It just felt like a little bit more of a simplified version of Generate, which I think really, I don't know, it just felt a little bit lackluster. But like I said, the drums are just so pristine and so clean. You could get lost in that. If I was just listening to that on loop for like 5 minutes, I'd be perfectly happy with that. I'd be like, oh, here comes the drop. Here it is. Oh, yeah. So I like I said, Alpha 9's production is always very clean. But Anthony, I want to toss this one over to you first, my dude. All right. Crank That and Void Zero, they just teamed up for their song Poppin'.
I don't know. Maybe it's just how it is right now. It's a good song. I would definitely listen to it in the club, right? Or like, you know, if I'm going through like a hard workout or something like that. It's a good song. I just wouldn't play it. I wouldn't add it to my playlist like right now. You know, maybe once quarantine's over, I'll add it, because it is a great song. It wasn't hitting me like it would, like, let's say a couple months ago.
I can understand that. I can definitely feel that, just because I wasn't as big on the original song, but he also, I don't know if you guys took a listen to it, but there's a VIP mix as well. And I much preferred the VIP, much preferred. It just sounded a little bit generic for me. I know that you don't have to have, like, you know, something that's like very original in order to be good. But just for me, it sounded just a little bit too formulaic and copy and paste, and just in terms of the structure of the song too. So I can understand what you're saying there, Anthony. I wasn't the biggest on that, but I did prefer, I will say, the VIP much more.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you guys feel this way, because I actually really like this song a lot.
Oh boy, there we go.
Yeah, oh, it didn't have any lyrics.
So no lyrics for me is an automatic 5 out of 5 speechless. So just so everybody knows. No, I actually really, really like this song a lot. I think, Alec, you're right. Like, it wasn't so original, but Anthony, like you said at the top of the show, you know, songs don't always necessarily have to be like groundbreaking, earth shattering.
You can say that.
No, it doesn't have to be. And you know, the more I think about that, the more I come to have a little bit more appreciation for this song. Like, I can totally get down to this track in any form. Like, I'm driving, or I'm at a show, or I'm working out, or I'm on a run, or I'm having my morning tea at 6 a.m. watching the sunrise. Like, I can get down to this. So, you know, I was about this
headbangers awakening. I see that.
That's what I'm saying. My neighbors hate me. So
this is your version of coffee. I get it.
Exactly. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You guys already know the rating scale. So I want to toss this one over to our special guest, Anthony, from EDM Train, Alpha 9's brand new song, All That I Can. Anthony, on our scale, what is your rating?
A 4.
A 4 out of 5. Just bought tickets. Anthony, can you tell us a little bit more about why you gave us that rating?
I could just jam out to the sound. Even if I know you didn't like the lyrics, right? the sound in general, and like the mixes that they could do with this, like at a show, would probably be amazing. So yeah, I would see this live for sure.
I love that. All right, Alec, what'd you think?
Yeah, for me, this is going to be a level 2 out of 5 of background noise. Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
What? You're sounding like Samira over there, man. Like the lyrics.
I just halved your rating there. It sounds a lot harsher than it really is. This is a song that would just be, I would be absolutely fine if I heard this in a set. I'd be absolutely fine if it's on the background. I might, you know, pique my interest a little bit here. I really enjoyed the production quality and all that came. But just for me, I can't overlook some of the, just how the lyrics sound with it. I didn't think it was really as well matched with the certain vibe and tone that the song was giving. And that's why, for me, it's just going to be a background noise. I'm sorry there, Anthony.
Let me just ask you. Let me just take it up a little bit. What if you were at a show, okay, and this came on, and you were like, you know, maybe sitting down at a table or something, would you get up to dance to this song or move to it?
No.
Oh,
I kind of hit you.
I would head bob to it. I'd sit there and be like, okay, this is nice.
So I have a feeling once I give my rating here, Anthony's just going to walk away from this podcast and we're not going to be able to finish it. But I'm right there with you, Alec. It's a level 2 out of 5 for me. It's a background noise. You know, if this song comes on and I'm at a show, I'm going to walk up to the sound booth engineer and just say, hey, do you mind just turning this down a little bit? It's a little bit loud.
Yeah, and you're going to get punched right in the face.
Exactly. No, you know,
by
like
Anthony, not by the sound engineer.
It's not like it's a terrible song, but it's just not a song that is like making me want to get up and dance or like making me want to like turn it up. You know what I mean? But hey, it's a song that if it comes on, like if I'm chilling with Anthony and we're like out for a beer or something and it comes on in the jukebox, right? Like whatever. It's not a big deal.
I'm not going to dance at a jukebox. I'm just saying, like, if you're at a show, you know, you're being condescending. If you're at a show, right, I'm dancing to the song. You know, you could sit down. You know what? You know, you could have your beer and sit down. Okay, I'll have my shot and get up.
Sounds good, homie. Sounds good. Looking forward to that. But, all right. So we just talked about Alpha 9's brand new track. All right. And now we got to talk about this next one. Crank That and Void Zero. They were popping off on this song, popping. Or at least in my opinion, they were. But I want to toss this one over to our guest, Anthony. Anthony, what did you think about their new song, Poppin'?
So look, you know how it didn't hit me the way, like, you know, it probably hit you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this song, right, I would actually give it a 4 because I would go see this live, right?
Ooh.
It may not, like, so oh. I don't think it hit me the way I would want it, because I love the type of music, right? So I actually would see this live and I would be jamming out, like, headbanging, whatever. So I know you're probably expecting like a lower, like a two or something, or a one even. No, this was definitely a four for me. Wow. I would definitely go see this live.
I'm
for
pumped
sure.
up. I'm really pumped up on that. That is awesome. All right, cool. Alec.
Yeah, now I'm on the spot here for it. You know, can I give two separate ratings? One for the VIP, one for
dude. It's a cohesive package.
It's a cohesive package.
No, you didn't get up spot. For
dude, you guys. First of all, Smith doesn't allow decimals, so that's just a trap.
When I was in the second grade, I got a C- on my decimals quiz, and I never looked back.
What about fractions? We'll throw fractions in there.
I'm all about it, dude.
All about mixed fractions.
I want the denominator to be like 111.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a 9 out of 10, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my god, 9 times. No, honestly, okay, fuck. Now you're making me combine the ratings. In that case, I'm just going to go ahead and give it a level 2 out of 5, a background Ooh. Noise. Yeah. Ooh. It would have been it's a turn it up for the VIP, but I was not as big on the original, so since you made me kind of mash those together, I had to give it the lower ranking. So crank that and Void Zero, don't blame me for the lower ranking there. That's these guys over here being jerks.
All right, well, thank you, Alec, for calling me a jerk on live air.
It's all out of love. You're a lovely jerk.
Thank you, dude. Thank you for Crank That and Void Zero, their new song popping. I'm definitely gonna have to give this one a level 3 out of 5. A turn it up, dude. This is just one of those tracks that makes you wanna like turn up the volume, man. Like, sure. Look, the reason why I didn't give this a Just Bought Tickets just yet is because, like we established earlier, like it is a little bit generic sounding, so it's not anything that's like, oh my god, like when is Cranked Out or Void Zero gonna come back to New York City, like I gotta buy tickets. But this is a sweet party song that really makes you want to get down. So
yeah, I just think you guys are discounting the fact that you guys are stuck at home and you're not actually seeing shows. Right, so I have already made a commitment not to be home ever. I'll sleep on the streets. Once this is over, I don't want to see my house for a few months. So I'm going to as many shows as possible. So maybe you don't feel the same way. You know, you're probably going to stay home.
So like we
isolated forever.
So we tend to like analyze these things in a vacuum of every other variable that you can think. So, but I totally see what you're saying. Like, you know, obviously, Crank That's in town. And I've seen Crank That. I actually do like him. It's not that I don't like him. I would definitely go see him. Like, this isn't something that would turn me off to him. I'd 100% go see it. But just in a vacuum, this particular song didn't quite do it for me. I just expected a little bit more.
All right, so Anthony, Alec, we are at the end of the show. But before we go, we just got to get some brand new music to the EDM champions from some like ridiculously talented underground artists and producers and DJs. So Anthony, Alec, who wants to go first? Alec, why don't you take it away?
Oh, you know what? Cool. You know what? You've been dishing it off to us the entire like the entire show. No, you go first. All right. Sorry, Alec. You know, you have a beautiful voice and I want to hear what you have to say. But this guy's been like taking our opinions. I want to hear his opinions.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous to go first. But all right,
dude. I love it. Coming at it.
Thank you.
The juggler. Oh god.
Here we go. Yeah, I know, for real. I'm like, I need to get into a body bag after this. But all right, here we go. For my artists that I'm watching this week, I'm super, super pumped up to be talking about these guys. And before I say their name, I did DM them and ask them, how do I say your name? Because I do not want to mess it up on air. And now I got it. Okay. And it's spelled M-L-O-T-I-K. And it's pronounced Melodic. Guys, I'm super pumped up to be talking about this Chicago-based duo, Melodic. These guys, I mean, if there was anybody, like you open up your dictionary, you look up experimental bass music, you're going to see Melodic right next to that definition. And this song right here was just released two or three weeks ago. It is a perfect encompassment about what they're all about here. So before I keep gushing about them, I want everybody to take a listen to this song by Melodic. It's called Collateral Damage. Check it out. We'll be right back.
man. Yeah, dude.
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's a sweet... He's got like a... I think you have mentioned this before, but it's definitely got kind of a G Jones type of vibe, freeform base of people like potentially a DMVU.
I was getting some DMVU vibes and some G Jones vibes. It's like as if they teamed up and they're just like, all right, we're melodic now. Everybody deal with it.
Yeah, I could totally see that. How did you come across him?
Yeah, dude, you know, I go onto SoundCloud.com, right? And literally the first artist that was on my right sidebar in terms of artists to check out was Melodic. And I'm like, all right, SoundCloud, you've been gracing me with some fantastic talent lately. So let me go take a listen. And Melodic, as soon as I came across their sound, I was like, this fits the bill. This is exactly what I like. This is exactly what I'm looking for. It's weird. It keeps you engaged. There's a lot of different sounds happening in it. I mean, dude. That alarm sound that they have looping in, especially on the drops, and that second drop is so ridiculous. Like, everything, the whole package is amazing, and I'm just encouraging all of the EDM champions out there to make sure you go check out their SoundCloud, listen to their discography, because these guys, they're going to blow up. If you're looking for something really unique, like what you just heard, this is it. Anthony, what'd you think?
Well, yeah, man, I couldn't agree with you guys more. It was a great sound. Like, you know, with all these different genres, like, you know, definitely experimental bass. It's actually, I took a listen. I was only supposed to listen to it once. I think I listened to it a bunch of times just because you just got to take it in. You know, the panning in this was absolutely insane. I loved it.
Yes.
Hats off to them. They're going to be big. And, you know, this is what's going to happen through like this, like when we're coming out of this pandemic thing, like, you know, these artists that have just been passed up or, you know, didn't get big, they're going to get out there and, you know, they took their time and they came out with something really beautiful.
I'm so pumped up on that positivity, dude. So I'm really glad that you're enjoying Melodic. All right. So I went first. All right. So now, Alec, why don't you go ahead? Take it away. Who do you have for us this week?
Yes, let me introduce all of the champions out there far and wide across the globe. We see you all. Hello and welcome to episode 60, and I'm going to introduce you to the sounds of We Rose coming out of Los Angeles. This duo has got some sick future trap vibes. They've got a blend of Boombox Cartel, RL Grime, mixing some future bass in there on the drop here. You'll hear it building up right now. Welcome to their remix of Alice in Wonderland's Time. Take a listen. Hey, hey, won't you give me a sign? Hey, hey, won't you give me a sign? Hey, hey, won't you give me a sign? Hey, hey, won't you give me a sign?
Dude, I'm so pumped up on this remix, man.
Like, I'm glad. I was nervous about you guys. I wasn't sure if you would like it because people love this song. So, like, to remix it, it's quite ballsy.
It is very, very ballsy, dude. But I tell you what, I was not expecting that first drop, and I was definitely not expecting that second
high
drop.
High risk,
that
shit, high reward, Dale. Hell yeah.
That shit really, really came out of nowhere, man. And the fact that they got an official remix, too, like, that is such a big deal, man. That is a really, really big deal to be... You know, post it up on Alice in Wonderland's SoundCloud and to have an official remix of this song. It's a really, really well done. Anthony, why don't you give us your thoughts?
So, yeah, that track was crazy, man. All those drops. And, you know, props to Allison for not having, like, such a big head and saying, no, you can't, like, you know, improve on my my track. But, you know, she's just very graceful that way and allows people to, I think she allowed R.L. Grimes to do something similar last year at EDC, and this is definitely an amazing track.
Yeah, they've done a lot of different really awesome remixes. I mean, you know, I was very tempted to put in an original ones of theirs, and I'll put some in the show notes just for people to go see, as well as obviously their SoundCloud and Spotify link. But definitely check out their originals. But their other remixes they've done are fire too. I mean, they did one I was this close to playing it instead. They did a fantastic remix of Boombox Cartel's Whisper. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, they've just got remixes out there for R.L. Grime. You know, I'm not sure if that was an official one or not, but regardless, these guys just know how to take different elements I feel that are within the original song and bring them into a new light with their sound. I think that's what's really nice about it, is that every element that you hear in this remix, it's actually there in the original track. So it's, you know, it's almost a reimagination rather than a remix, right? It's just maybe bringing up certain elements, certain emotions and vibes that the original song does carry but doesn't really, you know, highlight as much, and they come in and do that with their own music and make it almost like a brand new track but still paying homage to the original. So I think it's a very, very nicely done remix there for Alice in Wonderland.
Awesome. Well, Anthony, we saved the best for last, so we're super excited to hear about your artist that you're watching this week. Let's hear it.
So the artist I'm looking at is GTO Feist. He's based out of New York City, and the song that I really like was Stay the Night. And it just hits a little bit different. The new track is with Nicky Bonds, and it's on the SoundCloud. He's you know, obviously an up and coming artist, but I'm looking forward to, you know, when this is all over, to actually seeing him perform live, because it was he hasn't done so at all yet, and I think these mixes that he's been doing in these originals are quite good.
Well, let's go ahead and play it for our EDM champions right now. This is Anthony's artist that he's watching this week on Beyond the Beats. His name is GTO Feist, and this is the song Stay the Night. Take a listen.
I like this man. He's got a really nice vibe to him, right? You know, I do like my good vibe tracks, and I think this is certainly one that falls into their really nice future sound to him. How'd you come across GTO Feist?
I ran into him at what was it? One of the clubs in the city, I think Webster Hall.
Oh, nice.
And I got a chance to talk to him while Mime was performing, and he has such a good personality that when you talk to him and like he's like, you want to listen to my music, I wasn't really like put off by it as much as, you know, I get DMs all the time, hey, listen to this track, and I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to it, like, you know, when I get time, like, and I just add it to the list, I listen to his music, and it just matches kind of his personality, so I like that a lot when people put themselves in their music.
I really feel like his personality is like upbeat and energetic, because that's the exact sort of vibe that I got from this song, Stay the Night. And you know, you guys already know, we've kind of established it here on the pod that I'm not the biggest fan of lyrics. But you know, man, I think overall the whole package of the song Stay the Night, I can really jump up and down to this and really like put a smile on my face as I'm like with my friends and we're listening to this song, you know. I think it's a really, really fun vibe, and I think it's a great party starter. So I'm really pumped up on GTO Feist, man.
So is that a 4 out of you, man?
So we don't rate the artist. We don't rate the artist.
I'm joking.
But he would buy tickets. Let's say that.
You're putting me in the hot seat for sure. But you know, Anthony, I think you're mentioning that he also has a collaboration with Mime. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah. He has a collaboration with Mime. They came out with a mix together, Out of My Head. Which was actually pretty good, and So he's more on a progressive, and you know, Mime is more like, you know, deep house. You know, yeah. So I just think that they have a lot to benefit from working together, because it's not like you're hearing the same thing twice. If you were to see like a set back to back of them both, you're hearing something different. But you know, it's kind of like the same vibe kind of thing, if that makes any sense.
No, I love that, man, and I'm glad that they're based out here in New York. So that gives me an opportunity to see them, or you know, see them live when everything starts to open back up again when that time comes. So thank you so much for introducing the EDM champions to GTO Vice. And just overall, man, thank you so much for joining us for this week on Beyond the Beats. Did you have a good time?
Well, I had a fantastic time, man. Thank you for having me. Yeah. It was definitely a pleasure and an honor to be on the 60th episode.
Of course, dude. Now, we were super pumped up when you agreed to come onto the show. Like Alex said, we've been using EDM Train and the services you guys provide for such a long time. And of course, to our EDM champions out there, you already know that all the links over to EDM Train are going to be in our show notes on our website, beyondthebeats.co. And not only that, though, Anthony, I believe today and tomorrow on Friday, you guys have some live streams that you're hosting. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so tonight we have like basically a whole house production. And tomorrow night we actually have basically all dub. So like if there's something for everyone, the link is twitch.tv/EDM Train, or you could actually just watch it on the app itself or the website. So we actually have it embedded in on the platform. One thing I did forget to mention is we actually embedded it, so anything that's featured at the top can be watched on the app itself. So like if you have it on, like you could actually see it, whether it's embedded from YouTube or Twitch, it's available. But yeah, it should be a fun two nights if you have time. You know, I think everyone does. Just tune in. It's gonna be you know, there's something for everyone. House and dub.
Love that. Thank you so much, man. And that's awesome that you're doing that with your platform. I think it just makes it all that much better and even more engaging for the community. So thank you for all your work on that. And once again, thank you so much for coming onto the show. We've had an absolute blast of a time with you.
Likewise, man. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And EDM champions, we will see you guys next week for episode 61. But until then, please do not forget to wash your hands. Peace.